A tough result to take, I imagine, in midweek. How are the boys this week in training?
I mean, yeah, it was really disappointing, and the lads all were disappointed. You could feel it in the dressing room afterwards. And we, the last two games, we really should have won. You know, the stats and the chances and the performances should have definitely been two wins. But that's football, and that's part of the game, and it happens sometimes. So we just got to pick ourselves up and look forward to the next game.
You'd won the four games prior to the last two games, but the performances in the last two games probably were worthy of victories. Does that keep the lads going, knowing that you're at least playing well if you haven't got the results?
Yeah, I mean, I think the form in our last 6-7 games has been progressively better and better. So, you know, that is a real positive, and we've got good players, we've got a good depth of the squad. And I think that it'll just continue to progress, and we'll be strong in the run into the end of the season.
It's a crucial part of the season now. Results, the way they went in midweek, mean there's a few more teams joining the race for the playoffs. Rochdale and Sheffield United are well in with the chance, as well as Barnsley. Do you feel like you're looking above your and over your shoulders as well at the moment?
Well, yeah, I think it's a little bit of pressure, but it's a good bit of pressure. We've got a couple points cushion, but I think with the ability and the way we're playing anyway, we should have we should have consolidated our position in the playoffs already. But you know, we'll look tomorrow to do that, and with a few games remaining, it'll be a really exciting end to the season.
Quite a lot of this squad went up a few seasons ago from League 2 to League 1. Is that something that's helping the boys get through this period?
Well, yeah, we've been together for so long. There's a lot of experienced players in the team. I mean, Cup in the back four, obviously played with for years now. So it's good to know what we require of each other. You know, there's the standards at the club, and, you know, there's a way you act when you're at Bradford City, and a way to be a professional. And the lads that have been here for years know that, and that's what, we embody.
Walsall, the next game then. Is this the biggest game of the season so far?
I think it is the biggest game of the season so far, yeah. And I'm sure that'll also be represented by the amount of that turn up at the game. It's a stage of the season where it's a business end, and every point is crucial. So we need all the support we can get.
You mentioned the support. I mean, there was the incentive for season tickets, the cheaper tickets at the start of the season. Is this when it comes to fruition now, when you get a big packed house at Valley Parade for a big game?
Yeah, I think it's brilliant, and hopefully we consolidate those positions in the playoffs and we get a huge turnout for that playoff game.
What have you made of Walsall this season? Because they've had a few managerial changes. They've had a great start, then a few dodgy periods, but they're still right up there, aren't they?
Well, Walsall are known to usually be really high at around Christmas time and then fall off the wagon in the winter. And they haven't seemed to do so this year round. So, there must be something different there, something that's working for them. And they're a good ball-playing team with good players, so I'm not surprised they're right up top.
Walsall then on Saturday, biggest game of the season as we discussed. What did Bradford need to do to win this game, get those vital 3 points to secure your place almost in the top six?
I think we need to press them high. I think we need to unsettle them. We need to bring them to our place and really show them what we're about. And then when the game opens up and it calms down a bit, we'll get on the ball, show our quality, and hopefully nick a couple of goals.